This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله الذي جعل الدين مراتب ودرجات وصير للعلم به وصولا ومهمات وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله حقا وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صدقا اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أعاذنا الله وإياكم من النار. Dear respective brothers and sisters, I thought when the administration of the masjid gave me this topic to speak about social media, especially in this time, summer holidays, I thought it was a great choice. Because brothers and sisters, most of us will agree that one of the things today that is destroying households, that's causing a lot of problems in the Muslim community, generally speaking, you find that the root cause is social media. Brothers and sisters, the other day, I read a post. And wallahi, I said to myself, صدق الرجل هذا. This individual was truthful in what he said. This individual mentioned that social media is like a drug. Social media is like a drug. When a person is getting these likes and these attentions, he posts up a picture of himself, and the attention and the likes that he received due to this post, his mind floods with happiness. And as soon as he's not getting that attention, he becomes depressed. He's not getting that attention, he becomes depressed. So a person now is as if he's on crack, and that's exactly what crack does. You smoke that crack, what happens? A person's mind starts flooding with happiness, right? He gets all over excited. That's exactly how social media is. A lot of people, brothers and sisters, they might seem to you very, very happy on social media. A lot of these people that we like and that we spend hours and hours watching on YouTube. I've seen this in the haram. Sometimes I was sitting there in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's masjid, you can see the depression and the stress on his face. As soon as he gets on the camera, he starts smiling. The camera goes off, he goes into depression mode again. One person actually tried to watch him for a few moments. His face while on that camera was completely different from outside it. Brothers and sisters, كم من امرأتين. How many women do we find? Sheikh Sulaiman al-Rahili, from the teacher of the haram, he won't try and mention this. How many women do you find today that was disconnected from the fitna of the outside world? Shyness. She was abiding in her home. Then maybe because of a guy who contacted her, he stripped the shyness of her. And she became from the worst of women because of the attention that this guy was giving to her through social media. A woman today, brothers and sisters, she's inside of the home and outside of the home at the same time. How is that possible? She barely goes out, but all her pictures are on the World Wide Web. That's what WWW stands for. You know, brothers and sisters, Sometimes I tend to see that some of us parents might have too much of a husn al-dhan, too much of good assumptions for our children. I'm not trying to say that we should have this disease of thinking bad of our kids all the time, because even the Prophet ﷺ warned against it. إِيَّاكُمْ أَظَّنْ فَإِنَّ أَظَّنَّ أَكْذَبُ الْحَدِيثِ. Beware of speculations and assumptions, for indeed assumptions is the worst narration, the most fabricated narration. But at the same time, it's not correct for us to become too complacent. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to mention some things that is going to mind-boggle you. Some things that takes place in the universities, behind the scenes. We see our daughters leaving the home, brothers and sisters, while they're wearing hijab. We think to ourselves, mashallah, she's going to madrasa, she wears the hijab, she adorns herself in the correct way. How many young sisters, brothers and sisters today, as soon as they leave the home, the hijab gets stripped. She seems like the most pious sister in the house. The pictures that she is spreading on the social media, you think to yourself that these are two different, completely opposite people. And we're totally oblivious, unmindful of the reality of the situation. There's not a house today, brothers and sisters, barely you will find, except that this fitna, this shar has entered into it. And this is exactly what the Prophet ﷺ mentioned. Brothers and sisters, before I move into the specific situations of our young brothers and sisters, I want to speak about the most important thing, which is an ikhlas of al-amal, having sincerity in our ibadat. Social media today, and this is one of the biggest traps of the shaitan. Our religion is built on what? Every ibadah that we do. We hear this hadith all the time. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ أي لا يُقْبَلُ أَيُّ عَمِلٍ إِلَّا بِالنِّيَاتِ. No action is accepted except with the correct intention. We hear time and time again, إِخْلَاص, إِخْلَاص, إِخْلَاص. وَمَا أُمِلُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. We weren't commanded except to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity. Our kids have memorized Surah Al-Bayyinah. That verse is inside there. The intention of a person, that even the Salaf, the three golden generations, Sahaba, the Tabi'in, the Tabi'u Tabi'in, they used to struggle to try and stay sincere. Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, was from the most tremendous of the Tabi'in, ما عالجت شيئا أشد عليه من نيتي لأنها تتغلب عليها. I haven't tried to cure more than my intention. This is Sufyan al-Thawri. Why? Because it goes from side to side. So if they found it difficult, where do we stand? Us masakeen, people have been brought up in Britain, been brought up and nurtured upon chicken and chips. That's what's become our food. They struggled, where do we stand? And on top of that now, we have social media that just totally destroys our ikhlas. We want everybody to see. We go to the masjid, a guy takes a picture of his foot, maghrib time. We go out for hajj, everybody watch me, look, I'm doing tawaf, I'm in my, you know, ihram. So many of our ibadah, brothers and sisters, gone down the drain. Shaykh Abdul Razak al-Badr, another teacher from the Haram, recently was speaking about this inside the Prophet's Masjid, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that he was one time sitting in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Masjid, and a guy walked in. Brothers, the tashahud position is normally only done inside the rak'ah, right? Without even that individual getting into the salat, he goes into the tashahud position. His friend is on the other side of the haram, takes a picture. He comes to the other side of the masjid, takes another picture. He stands up and he goes, brothers and sisters, was there any ikhlas in this? That position you only normally do in the salat. Is there this type of position that you do normally without a salat? As soon as the camera moved, the brother stood up and he went. Grabbed the brother, the sheikh grabbed the brother and advised him. Brothers and sisters, when I go to Makkah while I was in Medina, One of the things that brings contention and tranquility to my heart is to sit in front of the Kaaba. Not one, not two, not three. How many people come? He does this. He does this. As soon as the camera moves, the hand drops. Billahi alik. Did you do that for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake? Or did you only do that for the cameras? Because as soon as the camera meant a form of ibadah, a posture of ibadah, you totally dropped your hands as soon as the camera moved. You'll be surprised how common this is. Not one, not two, not three. So many examples that we see. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the greatest of those to walk on the face of this earth, he said, أَخْوَفُ مَا أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ, that which I fear for you the most. Who is he speaking to? He's speaking to Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali. الشرك الأصغر. The minor shirk. So they asked him, Ya Rasulullah, what is the minor shirk? He said, الرياء, to show off. He's speaking to who? The greatest of people to walk on the face of this earth. This is why the Prophet sallallahu, and I think it's relevant, we go in Hajj season, when he used to perform Hajj, at the beginning he would say, Allahumma ij'alhu hajjan la riya fi wa la sun'a. Oh Allah, make this a Hajj where there's no riya, there's no showing off, and there's no sun'a. Wanting the people to hear. Before, the people, they used to go and narrate it to the people, and they used to say to them, oh yeah, I done Hajj, I done no tawaf, I ran through Safa and Marwa. But today you don't even need to go out your way and tell the people. It takes one click then to slip onto Facebook for the whole world to see. Our ibadah, brothers and sisters, we have been created, placed here in Luton, Leicester, London, for one purpose. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Never created the jinn and the ins except to worship me alone. Day and night you should be trying to work hard and put effort in, trying to do what? Trying to perfect our ibadat. They used to be scared. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, if he started feeling khushur, over something that he was saying, he started crying, he would get a tissue, he would try to hide it. And when he's asked, what's wrong with you, ya imamu? He would say, oh no, Zukam, I've got a cold, to try and hide his khushur. Today we want everybody to see. And this is the sad reality, brothers and sisters. It is breaking marriages. Brothers, can you all come forward, please? It is breaking marriages. It has destroyed family houses, and so on and so forth. Brothers and sisters, I want to speak about a couple of things that is very relevant to our situation. First one, I want to speak about the danger of getting a picture of yourself. The sister getting a picture and placing on social media. You know, brothers and sisters, if a sister walks out of hijab, out of the home, she's not wearing a hijab, she goes to the corner shop and she comes back, maybe 20, 30 people might see her. And she gets the sin of these 30 people that saw her. On social media, brothers and sisters, let's just say every person has 100 friends. Most of us here, we have more than that, right? Sure, we're not suffering from any loneliness. We have 100 friends, each one has 100. Each one has 100. And they all have access to your account. It just requires a click for a person to get into your account. That's how simple it is. How many thousands of people are going to end up looking at you? If every friend has 100 friends, you do the maths. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us in the hadith, من دعا إلى الضلالة كان لو إثم من تبع لا ينفذ ذلك من أثامهم شيئا. We hear all the time about sadaqatun jariya, right? The continuous charity. Also about the ujurun jariya, the continuous reward. The continuous reward. We teach somebody a hadith, we teach him a piece of knowledge, what happens? He goes and teaches somebody else, he goes and teaches another person. He gets the reward of every single person that benefited. Even while you're in your grave, you're getting this reward. And also he goes the exact same direction when it comes to a sin. You might die today and you've got pictures out of there on the social media, on the world wide web. Every person that looks at it and that sends it to somebody else, who's the one that is getting the burden of the sin?
While you're in your grave, you could be accumulating so much sin because of that picture and everybody that looks at it. That's how serious, brothers and sisters, this is. Kadhab is the one who says we don't have any role models. He's a liar who says we don't have role models when it comes to the sisters. Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, brothers and sisters, we have a great example in this. When Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to her, قالت إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا. She says, I seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from you, the most merciful one. If you are from those who have piety, who have taqwa. Look at the shyness that she had. The angel came to her, and she thought it was anyone else, she tried to get away from him. Today we entertain the prospect of just sitting around, just discussing, liking other people's, you know, pictures, and then he DMs me on Instagram. By the way, brothers and sisters, Instagram sadaqah, the sheikh who mentioned that Instagram is fitnagram. Wallahi sadaq. I believe Facebook is more safer than Instagram. Recently some brothers, they opened an Instagram account for me. One of the things they said to me right at the beginning, don't press the search bar. I was playing around with the buttons later on, I ended up clicking on it, and wallahi I remembered what Sheikh Abdul Karim Al-Khudayr mentioned, one of the mashayikh in Saudi Arabia from here, Kibar Al-Bulana. He used to have these rubbish phones, these 10 pound, you know, unclever, now they call these ajhiza al-dhakiyya, these clever types of devices. He used to have these 10 pound ta'ban phones. As soon as he moved on to this one, just all of a sudden one time, what did he do? He clicked on something, he ended up seeing a naked woman. You click on the search button on Instagram, brothers and sisters, especially the parents, they are bound to see fawahish. Brothers closed, I know brothers who closed their Instagram accounts just for pressing the search button, the amount of fitna that the eye sees. Because this is exactly how it starts, brothers and sisters. We mentioned this time again before. It takes one look that starts a chain of filthy thoughts that could corrupt his heart. And once this heart becomes corrupted, ala wa inna fi jasadi mudghah. إِذَا صَالَحَ صَالَحَ الْجَسْدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَ فَسَدَ الْجَسْدُ كُلُّهُ عَلَوِي الْقَلْبِ. There's a piece of flesh in your body. That becomes corrupted, everything else becomes corrupted. That becomes rectified, everything else becomes rectified. It is the heart. That's why you've been told to lower your gaze first than actually safeguarding your private parts. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Right? Tell the believing man to lower his gaze. The sisters, they tend to complain about, why are you always picking on the sisters? Shouldn't he lower his gaze? You've got a point why he should be lowering his gaze. But why are you being a fitna for a guy, getting your exposing pictures of your adornment and spreading it to the world wide web? It plays both ways, you see. Na'am, Allah told him to lower his gaze, but you know it's a fitna for the guy. مَا تَرَبْتُ فِتْنَ الْأَضَرَ عَلَى أُمَّتِي مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. I never left a fitna is greater upon the men than women. Second point I want to mention, brothers and sisters, and this is more related to the guys. غِيرَة. Brothers and sisters, in this time we have seen that the protective jealousy that a man should have for his wife or for his female relative has totally gone down the toilet. It's been flushed in there. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ أَبَدًا. Three people, they won't enter into the Jannah, ever. One of them is a dayyut. أَلَّذِي يُقِرُّ أَهْلَهُ عَلَى الْخُبْثِ. It is the dayyut who acknowledges and is satisfied with his family members, his family female relatives doing khubth, evil, impure, filth. Who is the dayyut? Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, هُوَ الَّذِي لَيْثُ لَهُ غِيرَ عَلَى أَهْلِهِ. This is the person who has no protective jealousy over his what? Female relatives. He said, وَهُوَ مِنْ أَخْبَثِ الرِّجَالِ. He's from the worst of men. وَالْجَنَّةُ عَلَى الْحَرَامِ. And the Jannah is haram upon this person. What happened to our ghira, brothers and sisters, to our female relatives? I don't even need to mention names here. Most of you are going to know what I'm talking about. A guy comes on social media, he has millions of followers, him and his wife. You know, they're going back and forth. showing his wife to the World Wide Web. And you know, brothers and sisters, we have a salaf in this. We have people that have preceded us that we will always try to be like. Prophet ﷺ, what did he say? لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ السَّنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ شِبْرًا بِشِبْرًا وَذِرِعًا بِذِرَاعًا. You're going to follow them. You're going to follow their way. What they were upon. Handspan by handspan, arm's length by arm's length. So the companion said, الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى, the Jews and the Christians. Prophet said, فَمَنْ, who else? What they try to do, we're going to try and do straight away. حَتَّى لَوْ دَخَلُوا ضَبَّ حُجْرٍ لَدَخَلْتُمُونَ. Even if they were to enter into the hole of a lady, they're going to do it as well. Today we have people that we idolize, like Jay-Z and Kanye West. You have Jay-Z and Kanye West, they're competing with one another. Kanye West is showing off his wife to the whole world, Kardashian. He wants everybody to see. He wants everybody to see his wife. He's happy with it. Taking pictures on the red carpet, everybody come look at my wife. And then Jay-Z does the same thing. Eggs his wife on. And he does even worse. They're egging their wives on to make themselves more explicit. And today the Muslims have come out on YouTube, instead of him hiding his wife as much as he can, but rather people, they gain satisfaction for other guys to think or to see, oh, his wife is really, really good looking. I ask you, billahi alayk, something that we all see as very precious, our money, our debit cards. There's some people who do benefit fraud, they know they can't keep their money inside the bank because of the government seeing it. So they have their pounds and their dollars all under the carpet at home. Someone has to be at home all the time, fearing that somebody's gonna come and what? Steal their money. So all under the carpet. Look how they try to look after this thing that is so precious to them. Materialistic things. A debit card. Does anybody flash their debit cards around when he's walking on the road? Because it's precious to him, right? Which was more precious, my debit card or my wife? I show him off to the people, take pictures with her, everybody come look at me and my mom, or me and my sister, or me and my wife. Brothers and sisters, can you see how serious this matter is? We have really gone off the rails and it's sad. You tell a guy, hide your wife, he looks at you as if you're a madman. How the haqa'iq today have flipped. Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, لو رأيت رجلا مع امرأتي لضربت بالسيف. If I was to see someone with my wife, I would drop it. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَتَعْجِبُونَ مِنْ غِيْرَةِ سَعْدٍ. Are you not amazed with the protective jealousy of Sa'd? He said, أَنَا أَغْيَرُ مِنْهُ وَاللَّهُ أَغْيَرُ مِنِّي. I have more protective jealousy than him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has more protective jealousy than me. But they say to you, why are you being overprotective with your wife? Some of the statements that we hear. قُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. Brothers and sisters, I want to mention to you a real life story that my own cousins told me about. There was a sister that he knew who was wearing a niqab top to bottom. She was wearing a niqab top to bottom. She decided to put her niqabi pictures online. Obviously, when you're wearing a niqab, nobody can see your beauty, right? You're not going to get as many likes as a sister who's showing her beauty to the world wide web. She realized she's not getting many likes than her other friends are. Garment after garment just starts coming off. Firstly, the jilbab comes off. The niqab comes off. La bas, the likes are coming in. Because you have to understand, brothers and sisters, and most of you men will agree, women crave attention. You don't give them attention, it's a problem. She's unhappy. And this is why a lot of these kuffar, they go and cheat on their husbands. He's not giving them any attention. She wants that attention. She finds somebody who's going to tell her how good she looks, even though she's 60, 70 years old, and she's become all wobbly and bobbly. But because of the attention, he makes them feel like the Queen of England. Recently there was a program of how, you know, old women, they were cheated out of thousands, hundreds of thousands of pounds. Why? Because a guy contacted them from Africa. They haven't been given his attention. He started messaging her. He made her feel like the Queen of England. This is one of these old ladies, what she said. So she handed over all her money to a guy in Africa that she's never ever met. Ash-shahid min al-kalam. Niqab comes off, jibab comes off. Then later on, you know, the abaya comes off. Can you see what's gradually happening? She's getting more likes as time goes on. Then the hijab comes off. A guy starts talking to her. She ends up releasing some very explicit pictures to him. And now he's trying to blackmail her. He wants to do a couple of very, you know, explicit, filthy things with her. And she doesn't want to, because she's come from a very practicing household. He blackmails her. If you don't do what I want you to do, then watch. You know what he done, brothers and sisters? He took the picture of her head and he put it on top of a naked body. Guys, I have a lot of experience in Photoshop. Back in the day, I used to be very good at it. It is very easy. All you need to then use is a bit of color. You know, blur it out, make the color of the, you know, the body and the face the exact same thing. And it will look exactly like him. It's not difficult to do that. And then he went and he spread these pictures all over the internet. My cousin contacts his sister, what's happening to you? Why are you doing this? You used to be a practicing sister, you used to wear the niqab, you used to be well dressed. Wallahi, I didn't do it, she says. He tried to blackmail me, he done X, Y, and Z. This is how easily people sometimes tend to forget. And I always tell the brothers, especially the public speakers, you write one thing, it's only one screenshot that he does. One screenshot. And if you're now doing something wrong, this could go around the internet. Before they used to say what? Travel around the world in 40 days, right? Now it goes around the world in 4 seconds. It's the click of a button. To be extra careful. And imagine you, old sister, who takes a picture of a naked body, sends it even on Snapchat for 15 seconds, and then he, you know, might not be able to say if he can take a screenshot. And lastly, I'm going to conclude with this, brothers and sisters, is the third type of person. You have a righteous husband, a righteous brother, a righteous parent, who advise their kids accordingly. Stay away from it, to adorn themselves correctly. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا تَسْأَلُ عَنْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Three people don't ask about them on يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. One of them is, brothers and sisters, imra'atun, a woman that was left behind by a husband. غَابَ عَنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَكَفَاهَا مُؤْنَةِ الدُّنْيَا. He gave her everything that she needed. He may have gone out and he traveled. What did she do? فَتَبَرَّجَتْ بَعْدَهُ. She started displaying herself behind his back. These three, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was one of them, he said, don't ask me about them. This is why, brothers and sisters, it is very, very important to go after the righteous sister. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, الدُّنْيَا مَتَاعَ. The dunya is an enjoyment. وَخَيْرُ مَتَاعِ الدُّنْيَا الْمَرَةُ الصَّالِحِ. And the best part of this enjoyment is getting married to a righteous sister. إِذَا نَظَرْتَ إِلَيْهَا سَرَّتْكَ. When you look at her, she makes you smile. وَإِذَا أَمَرْتَ أَطَاعَتْكَ. And when you command her, she does it straight away, she's obedient. وَإِذَا غِبْتَ عَنْهَا حَفِظَتْ نَفْسَهَا حَفِظَتْ نَفْسَهَا فِي زَوْجِهَا وَمَالِهَا. When you're absent from her, what does she do? She looks after herself, she preserves herself, and she also what? Preserves the rights of a husband. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? This is why the Prophet says, time and time again, he gave emphasis to getting married to the righteous person. وَلِيَتَّخِذْ أَحَدُكُمْ قَلْبًا شَاكِرًا وَلِسَانًا ذَاكِرًا وَامْرَأَةً مُؤْمِنَةً تُعِينُ أَحَدُكُمْ عَلَى الْآخِرَةِ. One of you should have a thankful tongue and get married to a woman who is the believing one, righteous one, that will assist you with your ibadat. She's asking you, why are you not waking up for Fajr? Why are you not waking up for Qiyam al-Layl? May Allah Azza give you every single one of you. A woman like that. It's a sad reality, brothers and sisters. Exactly what's going on. Brothers and sisters, and I think it's also very important to mention this is, because it's marriage related as well. A lot of things that is going on today, and we receive emails time and time again. People that come up to us and tell us about some of the problems that they're suffering from. And if you look at it, a lot of it is related to what? Marriage. They want to get married, they want to fulfill the other half of their religion, but because of external issues, maybe because of the parents making it very difficult. You have an Indian today that can't get married to a Pakistani. Or a Somali today who can't get married to another Somali because she's from a different tribe. Not putting all the blame on the parents, but it's partly there as a problem. Brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us in a hadith, he said, إِذَا أَتَى أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلَقَهُ فَزَوِّجُهُ. If somebody comes to you and you're satisfied with his akhlaq, his mannerism, and also his religion, then get him married off. إِلَّا تَفْعَلُوهُ تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادٌ كَبِيرٌ. Either you do this, otherwise there'll be a much corruption on the face of this earth. And you know what this corruption is, brothers and sisters? I've had brothers from Canada, practicing brothers, who have beards and they wear thobes. These are not guys, any random guys on the road. He said there is a growing amount of brothers who today have tried to get married. Parents have said to them, you need a degree and you also need $20,000. What have they reverted to doing? They are now watching pornographics online. These are practicing brothers. I've had sisters message me because of that social media. They have now been exposed to watching pornographics as well. You have sisters in niqab doing this. They want to get married, they want to fulfill their desires. Let's not beat around the bush, brothers and sisters. The moment they hit 18, 19, our youngsters, they have desires. They are bound to go and do zina, especially in the kind of environment that we're in. This is the facade today that has become so widespread.